How are things going? What's this process like for you? What are you guys trying to take out of this?
It's good. You know, just getting the whole team together, trying to just get better and work towards training camp. You know, right now it's to get back in the groove of playing football and coverages and, you know, just get back to football.
Start working on like a team building?
Definitely not. I mean, this is the core group of guys that we're going to have for this year. So it starts now. We have to come together, and it's a new bunch of guys that you know, we all got to come together as a team and, you know, get going for the season.
I know it's hard to compare years, but how do you feel that process is going at this point?
You know, it's a new year, so you really can't look at anything in the past, the previous years. This is it's a new season for us, so just kind of move on from the past and focus on the future.
Are you happy with what you've seen so far?
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to be out here running around, and, you know, now I'm the vet, so I guess that means I'm getting old. But got these young guys out here, and, you know, just trying to get them in the swing of things and, you know, teach them the Patriot way.
In that same vein, I saw you walking with both Jermaine and Jake coming off the field.
How much have you had a chance to work with some of those young guys like that?
Well, you know, some of these guys haven't done, you know, some of the coverage things that they're used to in the past, so just, you know, giving them some basic information on just getting better, you know, learning different things, and, you know, it's going to be a process for everyone this year, just coming together and trying to learn from one another. So I think that, you know, it's me being the older guy, just helping Jake out, helping anybody who has questions.
Can you remember when you were in that situation?
Yeah, I can. Like yesterday. So, you know, I'm happy to help guys out.
Tommy Kelly was just remarking about how even though it's, you know, 10 years in the league, he still now feels like it's a fight to make, just to make the team.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
You were in the same kind of situation.
Yeah, every year is different. You know, you gotta make sure you're definitely on top of your game, and you know, there's always young guys that are hungry, so you gotta make sure that you stay just as hungry.
Rob, they always have this core group of leaders. Have you been around long enough to be part of the core group that discusses things for a head board meeting?
You know, I think I've done a good amount of things around here to kind of be considered a leader right now. So, you know, again, I'm just trying to do everything I can to help the young guys out and get them acclimated to the new surroundings. And just it's a whole new team for them. The guys coming out of college, this is going to be a whole new experience for them. So just help them out in the whole, you know, aspect of being a pro.
Is it that difficult for some of them to adjust to the pro lifestyle, which is extremely difficult than where they've been?
It's a lot different. I mean, you think about being in school and, you know, then being a pro. I mean, you don't have, obviously, the schoolwork that you have to do in school, but now it's up to the next level where you're working against the best guys in the world. So you really got to step up your preparation and, you know, everything about your game itself to be the best.
Back to when you were a rookie, what's the learning curve like, and when does it sort of all start to click?
You know, it takes a little bit. It's not easy. You know, I would say being a rookie is definitely difficult because of the length of the season and the things that are asked of you to do right away. So, you know, me being a rookie myself, I had a hard time doing it. I unfortunately got hurt, so I had to kind of learn that on my own, having to deal with an injury. And, you know, I think that these guys so far have done a great job of coming in and just listening, you know, just absorbing everything and trying to get better.
When a player comes to this team from another team, as you did, another organization, is it that much of an adjustment to this organization's way of doing things?
Yeah, I mean, when you come in here, you're just trying to, you know, make an impression, and, you know, whatever role that you're in, you're trying to do your best at. So, you know, obviously the Patriots have a great history of winning. So coming in here, you obviously want to continue that tradition and, you know, hold that consistency to a high level.
Career based on versatility, and Jamie Collins in college played kind of all three levels, and versatility is probably going to be a part of his game. Have you talked to him, kind of that balance of learning your job, but staying versatile, and whatever that takes?
Well, I never played safety, so I never had those athletic skills, but no, definitely, you know, the NFL, is, you know, it's just all about the more you can do. So running down on kickoff and doing the special teams thing, you know, playing a certain situation on defense, whatever your role is, you just, you know, you got to do it and do it to the best of your ability. So, again, I think Jamie's, you know, future is super bright. He's a, you know, young guy with great athletic ability, and, you know, I'm happy to have him on the team.
Did you ever feel like trying to be versatile and learn multiple roles spread you too thin? Is that a challenge he
faced?
No,
you know, I think that that's just overall it makes you a better football player. If you can just do one thing, I mean, obviously the more things you can do is going to make you overall a better football player as a whole. So, you know, me being able to play defensive end or play linebacker and, you know, play special teams, snap a ball if someone gets hurt, long snap a ball. I mean, it just helps the team out. So the more you can do, just helps everybody out.
What about the versatility of the front seven as a whole, the entire group? Do you feel like you guys can maybe do more things this season than maybe you have in the past?
I think it's great that we have so many guys that can do different things on the front seven. You know, that obviously is going to help change things up. That's the one thing about the NFL. You can't stay in the same thing for too long because everybody's studying, everyone's doing their homework on, you know, what you're coming with, what you're doing on defense, offense as well. So, you know, the best thing is to just change up and, you know, be multiple. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.